Once again, you've returned. We've returned. This is From Dude to Dad. I'm Brian Laurel.
And I'm Chris Pegula.
Every week we're talking about being a better dad, being a better husband, being a better man, and also not forgetting about yourself, because that's an easy thing to do when you're a dad, is you come last.
Oh yeah.
And and we understand that, but sometimes you gotta make the time for yourself. This episode we're gonna talk about photos, recording family memories, even videos as well. And I don't know, Chris, in your house, is there a designated photographer, videographer?
You know what? I think it's always me, because every photo I look at, I'm not in. So that's how I know.
Okay. All right. In my house, I am the designated photographer and videographer, because, and I love my wife dearly, but she's not a good photo taker. There's lots of blurry ones and random photos. I'm a little bit more, if I may pat myself on the back, I'm a little bit more into it. And so as far as the framing of the photos go, and I love getting candid photos. And that's one thing I will tell you guys, if you're interested, getting candid photos as opposed to, okay, stand there, smile,
posing,
stop touching your sister,
stop
pushing your brother.
Yeah,
no, just candid photos, especially when they don't know that you're taking photos, is fantastic. But in this episode, we're going to talk about some things that I do that you could do to enhance your photos. And then we're going to talk about photo storage, because that's the other thing, is you have all these photos and, you know, that are on digital media. And then what do you do with them to preserve them? And some of the things you may be doing, guys, I hate to tell you, your photos are probably not going to last. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But anyway,
you know, Brian, just thinking off the top of my head, like, it's so different the way you are able to record your kids' memories opposed to the way I did, because we didn't have iPhones. So everything was DSLR camera, 35 millimeter, you know, like old school. So I've got
boxes and boxes of photos.
Oh, photo albums in so many drawers in my office, my house, everywhere. And when's the last time we looked at them? Like, never.
Yeah, but there will be a day, and I do think that, and this is kind of a mindset, which if you're really not into it, you're probably not going to listen to this episode anyway, but I am all about recording all the stages of my kids' lives, and if we go to a park or whatever, I just want to have these photos. And like Chris just said, you know, you put them, old school photos, you put them in an album, or maybe they're just sitting on your computer somewhere, and you may be thinking, I don't really look at these. There will be a day when you do. It may not be till you're 85 years old and you're reminiscing about, you know, the old days, but you will look at these and people will look at them. And then depending on what you do with them, other people can enjoy them as well. Now, I will say, in our house, our photos are used quite a bit, because on our Apple TV, there is a feature that when it goes into sleep mode, or if we've had something on pause for too long, a screensaver will come up, and on that screensaver are these photos, and there's like 10 photos on the screen at a time, and then one will slide out and a new one will slide back in. And sometimes my wife and I, it's late at night and we're watching something, and then we'll start talking and we'll put something on pause, and then we'll just sit there and we'll find ourselves looking at the freaking screensaver, because it's like, oh, remember that?
Nice.
Oh, that
that's
was
actually
so cute.
Pretty
that's
cool. What,
And when we have people over at our house, we use our Apple TV and we use one of the audio channels, and we'll play music, and then the photos are playing while the music. And so it's just kind of little background, but it's kind of cool for people when they come over.
It's like revolving picture frame, you know, huge. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool, because I think about that, like we, you know, as we were saying earlier, I don't know when the last time we looked at any of our photographs in the albums, but this is a cool way to have them at your access at all times. You just got to make sure that if they're coming from your phone, they're photos that are appropriate.
you gotta be careful, guys.
Yeah, the last thing you want, right?
Yeah.
I was just watching Friends last night, and there was an episode of Chandler and Monica in London when Ross was getting married to Emily. You can tell that I watch Friends a lot, right? And they were like wanting to have a kid, so they were like going into the closet to have sex, and the dad, Elliot Gould, was like, "I hear somebody in there having sex," and he opens it up, and he's like, "It's Monica," and it's like freaked out, and he's horrified. So don't let that happen to you if you have photos that are not appropriate.
Yes. So you were talking a minute ago about how the Apple TV is sort of like a big frame, and that is a good idea for grandparents, is they have these digital photo frames now, and they're great. They plug it in, they have it at their house, and you can update it wirelessly. You don't have to have an SD card or anything like that. And you can, but the really cool thing about it is a lot of these photos have an app that comes with it. And the app, at any given moment, you take a picture of your kid, you're at a park, you're on the merry-go-round, and damn, that's a good photo. You can send it to and put it like in the queue of the photos that rotate on this digital frame. And grandparents love that sort of stuff.
We got to put that like a link on the website.
I'll find one and I want to get it. Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes. I'll find.
I want to get it for my parents now that I think about it. That's brilliant.
It's great. And I haven't purchased one for my parents yet. And I'll tell you the reason why is because I've wanted to find one that has really high pixel count because there's some out there that are like really good. Yeah. And I bought one a long time ago when I got it. And I'm like, oh my God, these pictures are pixelated to hell. They look like crap. Right. So I sent it back. So, but I'll find a good one and I'll put it in the show notes for sure. And then, you know, Chris, you were talking about how you have all these photos and that are in boxes. There are services out there, if you Google it, guys, that can convert. You send them all your photos. There's a lot of trust involved, but they're insured. And you send them, you can send them photos. You can also send them old VHS or even Betamax tapes.
Oh, yeah. We used to do the old 8mm movie.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So those
things. That's great, too.
Legacy Box is one of them, right?
That's the one that we used, yeah. And we did that for VHS tapes. I took a bunch of them that were holidays and trips for my parents. That was a Christmas present 1 year. And because they're like, oh, we don't even have a VHS tape anymore or a player anymore. And so we got them these CDs. And I'm sure they've never watched the CDs either. But still, it also preserves them because VHS tapes degrade, as do photos, as do a lot of
VHS players.
Right. So, but anyway, that's just an idea, guys, if you have just a bunch of photos out there. And even if they're not photos of your kids, if they're photos from when you were a kid and you'd like to preserve them, yeah, go into the likes of Legacy Box is definitely a way to go. So one thing that I do want to caution against is a lot of you out there probably have photos, they were on your computer, and you put them onto a CD. CDs have a life. CDs have about a 10-year life. So the reason I'm telling you this is that would be a bummer if 15 years from now you go to put the CD in there. And also, let me warn you, there may not be CD. You may not have just like drive. It's hard to find a VHS player now, it may be hard to find a CD drive 10, 15 years from now. But nevertheless, even if you keep one, it may not be on there. And you may wonder, well, how the hell is that even possible? And it's just like with all digital media, things degrade over time and it loses the data that's on there. And also, if you have an external hard drive, which I know I keep photos on, those have a life as well. And there's hard drives that are solid state, and solid state are a little bit better. So if you were going to buy an external hard drive to save photos on, solid state is a little bit better. There's no moving parts in it, whereas most of the external hard drives that are sold right now, they have basically a disk inside that spins. And when you have something that spins, there's mechanical things that are involved. And when you have mechanical things that are involved, they can break when you drop it, or just, again, over time. Or, you know, there's some tiny little part in there that jostles loose, and guess what? Then all of your data is useless on there. So if you could find a solid-state drive, you can save them on there. There's also cloud services. And there's, you know, Google photos has them. Right. There's, you know, you can put them in the Dropbox if you want. And I would suggest you do kind of a mix of all the above, and keep them on, you know, on SD cards. Keep them on your computer. Keep them on the cloud. You know, keep them on a hard drive. And that sounds like a lot of work, and it sort of is. But if you're really into this, it really shouldn't take that long once you get used to it, because you have photos on, like Chris was saying, you have a DSLR camera, you put the SD chip in the reader, and now they're on your computer. Okay, they're on my computer now. Here's a hard drive. I'm going to plug it in. I'm going to drag all this folder over on there. Boom, they're on the hard drive. And then also let me log into my whatever cloud service that you want to use, and boom, they're saved there as well, and maybe even use them in a couple places. Amazon, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Chris, because I wasn't aware of it. If you have Amazon Prime, there is a photo feature that you can save photos through Amazon as well. So you they have a cloud
surprise.
Service.
I mean, and it doesn't included. Surprise me, actually.
Yeah, so it's free. So if you're paying for Amazon Prime, guys,
wow.
You have this service, and you got to dig a little bit to get to it, but they have that. So, and I just recently found that out, so I'm going to start using that. And there's a lot of redundancy. And also be careful of the cloud services that you use, because there was for a while, and there was a podcast I listened to about this, these photo saving services would pop up, and it's like, oh, $1 a month or, ooh, you know, it's something really cheap. Well, then these companies went under and people lost their photos.
Oh,
people,
no.
Like, lost their minds because, oh, yeah, crap. So the deal there was, they finally tracked down this podcast. They tracked down the owner of the website, and he said he would temporarily put. And he said, you know, we notified all of our users, and I think something like 65% or 70% of them did not respond and did not retrieve their photos.
Oh my God.
So there was like the threat of like a class action lawsuit and everything. But the point is do a little investigation. You know, find out how long the company has been around, and also hedge your bet and don't rely on just one cloud service, because you just never know. You never know.
Bright, so can I make a suggestion? Because I'm just thinking about this now, and I don't do this, but I'm thinking it might make sense. If you are an iPhone user and you take photos, the you know, your app actually has the organization in it for like favorites and albums, yes, and things, mm-hmm, like that. I've got to get better, because I've got so many photos. Of course, I take like the, you know, what is it? The group that you, you know, when you have like 20 photos in one click, what is it?
You go into like burst mode.
Yes,
and then
the burst. Yeah, so I have a ton of those. So many photos don't make sense in my camera reel, but being able to organize them is brilliant for the time when you need to, like, you know, have a photo reel for a birthday party or something for your, you know, spouse that you want to do for anniversary, for a post on Instagram. You know, keeping organization skills like that on your iPhone will save you a ton of time.
And the best time to do that, guys, is when you're sitting in front of like a football game, or you're watching the baseball game, or during commercial of your show, you're sitting on the couch. And because I did the same thing, I have, at one point I had, I think, 30,000 photos on my phone.
Whoa.
Yeah. I take
holy
a lot of photos.
Cow.
And so I started creating albums and then dragging, and it took me weeks to finally get them all organized, but it was worth it. Another time, I mean, this was years ago, but I was sitting at the airport and I had a layover, and I had like a 2.5 hour layover. And after getting my lunch and kind of just sitting there, I'm like, I'm going to organize some photos. So it's definitely worthwhile. I mean, I have them broken down. You know, you have your favorites. I have the photo album specifically that goes to my Apple TV that I talked about before. And then, you know, family photos. And then also once a year for my parents, I create a calendar of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And again, grandparents love that sort of stuff, guys. Yeah. So just a little hint. But if you plan ahead, and so I have a folder that is calendar. And so
that's
if there's a particular like cute photo of my girls, I'm like, okay, that one's going on the calendar for next year. And then every November I make the calendar. It takes a couple weeks, get sent to me, get it wrapped up, and then it's a great Christmas gift.
That alone, Brian, is just worth it for this podcast, to just that calendar, because we did that for so many years and the grandparents love it.
And it's
by the
cheap.
Way,
it's like 17 bucks or something like that.
So I just checked 31,856 photos on my phone. So
it's
got
crazy
some
how
cleaning
they
to do.
It's crazy how they add up. The main thing, guys, though, is make sure if your whole family, and I do know a family, and I'm not going to out them, they do not take any photos of their kids. They don't care. They're just like, I don't know. And it's not that they don't love their kid. They're just like, we just never think about it.
We just look at them all the time. We don't need to photograph them.
And so, and then we got into it with, then there was another couple that was there, and they started talking about, and they're all about like, well, we like to live in the moment and we don't want to, you know, be taking out the camera and everything. And that's great. And if that's how if you're listening right now still, and you are not into that, that's totally fine. But I will tell you, there is going to come a day when you're going to wish that you did record the milestones in your kid's life, even if you're not taking them, photos of them every day, but it's, the first day of school, the last day at school, when they take their first steps, and all this goes, we've been talking about photos, all this goes for video as well, as far as how to store them and everything. But, that's pretty much it for this episode, but we just wanted to talk about, that's not it. I lied. One more thing. If you really want to enhance your photos, there is a company that's called Moment. And if you go on their website, which is shopmoment.com, they have got the coolest lenses that you can put. And you have to have a special case to put on your phone. But they have some really cool lenses. They have these widescreen, like if you do a lot of video, they have like this widescreen. It's an anamorphic lens that I bought, and it has, and the lens glass is treated so you get those lens flares, like those J.J. Abrams lens flares and stuff. But it's beautiful. They have wide lenses and telephoto lenses and macro lenses and fisheye lenses. Anyway, and then on top of that, they have the UV filters that you can put on these little lenses, which makes all the difference in the world when you're taking photos during the day, especially midday, these little filters. And you can get really molecular on this, but I invite you to go and check it out. We don't have any affiliation with them. We're not getting any kickbacks from them. But go and check out shopmoment.com and just look at all the lenses they have. And it's a game changer for sure. And then you want to also finally on your smartphone, because this is how I edit all my photos. And if you are super into your desktop computer, there's lots of photo options on there. But I have a ton of different tools that I use for my photos, and a couple of them are, one is called Afterlight. And you can get really, you can like lighten up shadows. Like if you took a picture of your kids during the day, but they're in the shade of a tree and their faces are kind of dark, you can tweak, how light or dark the shadows are. You can get into the saturation of the colors. And you guys know there's a lot of different apps out there, but ones that I would suggest are Afterlight. There's another one called Retouch, where it's super simple that, if there's you're at Disneyland and there's this great photo of your kids, but there's this dude chowing down on a chili dog in the background that kind of ruins it. it's called Retouch, and you just swipe over the guy and then you hit boop the button and he's gone, and it automatically like fills in the background like he was never there. It's like brilliant.
And if you wanted that like 5 years ago, it would have cost you an arm and a leg. And here you can do it on an app for nothing.
Yes. So there's that. And then I have probably about 25 different tools on my phone. But Moment, that I just talked about a couple minutes ago, they have their own app. And that's really cool because there's all kinds of filters and stuff. And again, a lot of the stuff you've seen, but these are ones that I've been using for years and love. And then the last one that I really like is called Facetune. Two, F-A-C-E-T-U-N-E, and then the number two. And that is, You can get rid of any blemishes. You can lighten up the wrinkles a little bit. You can, you know, your kid, it's a great photo of your kid, but a few days ago they fell and hit their head and they have a little tiny cut on their head. Boop. You can like totally just smooth that out. It's a great app. So with that, we're going to get out of here, but guys, we really hope that you found some useful information in this episode. And if you did, we would really appreciate reviews, whatever platform you're listening to us on. If you could take just a couple of minutes, I can't begin to tell you how much we would appreciate you taking the time to, you know, give us a star rating, hopefully a high one, and then writing just a few little kind words about the podcast, so when other dads come along, they can see how hopefully worthwhile you think this episode is.
And we can keep going. Yeah, exactly.
And we can keep going. So with that, we are out of here, Chris. We'll talk to you next time on From Dude to Dad.